Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
And today on Conscious Talk, we're going to take a look at upper respiratory health issues as we finish out winter. And of course, we're going to move into spring, and we're going to look at what's next for spring when it comes to natural health routines. And the top of our list has always been and still is xylitol nasal spray. So we thought we'd catch up with Nate Jones. He's the CEO of Clear Inc. and the xylitol expert.
Well, the xylitol expert, because we consider Clear the xylitol company.
And, right.
And Nate is, as Brenda said, the CEO of Clear Inc., the global leader in creating natural, convenient xylitol-based sinus and oral care products that support a healthy lifestyle. And that's what we're all about. We've been all about a healthy lifestyle for 23 years and really good common sense answers in the natural health realm. So, Nate, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back. Hopefully
well,
I
look,
can say something intelligent.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, we hope so, too.
Well,
and you always do. Because
yes.
We know, you know, that you're a research guy. And Clear is a research-based natural products company, you know, based on xylitol. Now, look, it's still winter. We've gone back and forth. People have been sniffing and snuffling and colding and carrying
sneezing
on
and carrying on.
So that's still going on. But what's interesting here, even where we are in Washington State, Western Washington State, and close to the Canadian border, our fruit trees are starting to come out, and so people are starting allergy problems. I mean, it was really weird. I was just in Southern California, and when I flew back and landed at Seattle Airport, all of a sudden I got all stuffy. And then I noticed all of these trees that, you know, generally bother me for a little while. So we're getting the double whammy here. So perfect time to talk about a xylitol nasal spray.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm not a doctor or anything, you know. I'm just a guy running a company and spending a lot of money on research projects in nasal hygiene and upper airway and the issues that happen there. But if you're in an airplane and, you know, and you come back, I would be willing to bet that a good chunk of that is actually just that your nose, when you get off an airplane, your nose is so dried up that a lot of the stuff that normally your nose would filter out goes past that. And it goes past the cleaning mechanisms. And so you're going to have a lot more allergic reactions. You're going to have a lot more illnesses, bacteria, viral stuff, because your nose isn't functioning correctly.
Yeah, you know, we've always talked about cleaning your nose, and it's really interesting because, folks, if you go to clear.com, and that's spelled X-L-E-A-R, yeah, that X sounds like a C, X-L-E-A-R.com, you're going to see National Wash Your Nose Day. It's kind of a contest, and that's actually today. You can get on there today, and you'll see it. But so here's the thing about xylitol that we've learned over the years, and correct me or inform me on a deeper level. It's not just about washing your nose. It's also, as you just mentioned, moisturizing, right?
Correct. The way your nose works, when we say wash your nose, some people think we're talking about like a neti pot, but neti pots and the high volumes of water, those actually clean out the mucosal layer, the snot, the mucus that's in your nose. And you actually need that in there to protect, because without the mucus, the bacteria, the viruses, the pollen, all these irritants, they're going to hit the underlying tissue, and because there's no mucus there to trap it and wash it away. And there was a doctor out in Washington, D.C. at Georgetown University where they did a study where they actually showed that what happens is that you're cleaning away the entire protective mucosal layer. But what his study showed is that people who use those high-volume irrigation bottles, neti pots and whatnot, on a regular basis, if they actually just stop using it, 60% of the time their solutions, 60% of the time their symptoms just went away.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of sounds like job security.
Of it.
Yeah.
And
would it dry your nose?
And they want to keep doing it because now their body's used to it.
And wouldn't it, Nate, dry your nose out then if you're losing that mucus kind of layer? And then that's even worse for you when your nose is dried up?
Absolutely. In fact, that same doctor, his name's Dr. Nasuli, N-S-O-U-L-I, I think is how you spell it. But he did another paper where he used our nasal spray and the saline. And what he showed is that, and again, we're not paying for these studies. These were done by him and his staff and just published out there. Mm-hmm. But what he showed was that if you use a saline as opposed to our nasal spray with xylitol, that your airway volume increases by 35% in just a couple of weeks when you use ours over a saline. And the reason for that is because your body is going to pull a bunch of water into the mucus when you use a saline, but then it gets transported back into the tissue rather quickly because that's the way the salt. And that's going to dry up your nose, whereas the xylitol stays in the mucus. It's not absorbed into the tissue. And so the water is going to continue to slowly pull out, and it keeps your nose hydrated. You know, the other things that xylitol does is it blocks bacterial adhesion. It blocks viral adhesion. You know, so it helps clean your nose on many levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, so here's an interesting point because we've never brought this one up before. You just said that, okay, if somebody uses a neti pot, you know, over time, It's not such a good thing. We use your xylitol spray, the clear nasal spray. We use it every day and multiple times a day. You know, if it's a really dusty day or like when traveling, I use it probably four times a day just because I was around a lot of people that were coughing, you know, carrying on, whatever, and in big crowds. Could that be a problem if you use it every day?
Using the nasal spray, you are designed to use it every day. That's what it is designed to be done.
So it does
it's
help.
Designed to be used every morning and every evening. Put it with your toothbrush. When you brush your teeth, wash your nose. Because it does not clean away the entire protective mucosal layer.
And does it help protect us from those viruses and bacteria that are flying around then?
Well, what we do know is that xylitol blocks the ability of SARS-CoV-2, H1N1, RSV. We also know that it blocks a number of bacteria, strep pneumo, H flu, MCAT, from adhering to the tissue in the nasal cavity.
And really, the point, you know, people don't really think about this because they're so busy washing their hands, but most of those things come in through your nose, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I would dare say that hardly any of them come in through your hands. When we wash our hands, it just prevents us from touching our dirty hands to our nose, to our eyes, where even when we touch it to our eyes, it's going through the lacrimal duct. Your tears will catch it and wash it away, and it goes through the lacrimal duct into your nose.
Well, you know, and that's why we talk about natural defenses.
Yes.
Because your body's already set up to defend you from these things. We just need to support it. And we do such, you know, so many terrible things to our bodies so they don't function well or put ourselves in such situations.
Yeah, we use unnatural things more than natural.
Which is why we, you know, end up wanting to use something like the clear nasal spray.
Well, I will tell you, Nate, and we've been using clear now and with your company and talking about it for the last, what, almost
well,
since
15, the beginning 20 of
year,
the year.
Yeah. And I used to get terrible sinus infections every single winter. Every single winter. Couldn't get past it. You know, did stuff to build my immune system, etc. But since we started the nasal spray, I have not had one single sinus infection, not one. And to me, and for me, that is a big deal because I used to get really sick with it. So I really feel like it's helped me a lot.
Well, I like that. I mean, because we have lots of people that give us that feedback. I mean, myself talking about it, I've been sick once in 25 years now.
Wow.
I mean, I think I've mentioned this on your show before. My children, I mean, I have my deathly ill child has been sick, who's 13. She's been sick a total of maybe 8 or 9 days of her life. And my other daughter, who's 11, she's never been sick a day in her life. And that really, that kind of stuff should be the norm. It shouldn't be the exception.
Right.
And when we think about it, most of the time that people go to see a primary care physician or a primary care, a nurse practitioner, a PA, most of the time it is going to be for something that starts in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of just makes sense to wash your nose, because if you can wash your nose with something that blocks bacteria, viral adhesion, that thins out the mucus so it actually facilitates cleansing of pollen and dander and all these other irritants, washing them away, then, you know, it's just a common sense thing that you're going to be a healthier person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a big duh there. Well, hold on, folks, because we're going to come back with more in our conversation with Nate Jones from Clear Incorporated.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. And, of course, all of these interviews, every guest has a guest page on our website. That's conscioustalk.net. You can hear all these shows for free in our archives, but also a couple hours after our live show in Seattle on all of the major podcast services. So Google, Apple, Spotify, whatever you use, just put in Conscious Talk Radio. Well, we are here with Nate Jones. He is the CEO of Clear Inc. That's XLEAR.com. That X just sounds like a C. And you can follow them on Facebook at Clear Inc. And also Spry, what is it, Spry Dental Products, right?
I think it is SprySmile.com is what I think it is.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's
SprySmile.com.
Yeah. So so Spry. What is Spry? I mean,
we were talking about nasal spray. Right? Now we're talking about something different. What is Spry?
So Spry is our oral care line, because you know when you talk about hygiene, oral hygiene is top of the list. Mm-hmm. And again, that's where the vast majority of the research, the data, the studies have been done with xylitol. I mean, there's thousands of studies out there showing that xylitol improves your oral hygiene. It improves oral care because what it does is it you know, if you want to believe in fluoride, you know, you can. That's your, you know, your prerogative. But they work separately. And what xylitol does is what fluoride doesn't. Fluoride, you know, at best, it helps remineralize your enamel, but it doesn't do anything to get rid of the strep mutans bacteria that live in your mouth that are creating the acid that cause tooth decay. Okay. And that's what xylitol does. And there's dozens of studies showing how the microbiome is shifted from bacteria that create acid to bacteria that don't create acid. And if you get rid of the bacteria that don't create acid, you've got some long-term protection. I mean, the belly sugar studies that were done by the University of Michigan Dental School, they showed that children who used xylitol chewing gum three times a day would have protection for even up to 8 years after they stopped chewing it.
Wow. Wow. Well, I would imagine your kids probably have really good dental checkups, correct?
Well, my deathly ill 13-year-old has had a cavity, and my 11-year-old has not had any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I'm
so
being
different.
Very facetious when I say deathly ill. She's not deathly ill.
No,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think she's deathly ill, but...
Well, and it's so different. You know, we didn't know when we were growing up as kids, we didn't know about xylitol, you know, but we did know about sugar, and we did have a lot of cavities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that you realize as you get older, a lot of those fillings, especially the older ones where they use the silver fillings, those
amalgam
kinds of things, those amalgams, yeah, they actually crack your teeth. I mean, you know, they ruin your teeth later in life, so... Mm-hmm. You know, obviously they have new things, but the main thing is let's avoid cavities. So, you know, putting xylitol in your diet, mainly what we do is, you know, after a meal when we're out, you know, we pop that gum in our mouth.
Yeah, or mints.
Or mints. Yeah, you have mints too. Mm-hmm. And it's great for people. If you have someone in your family in a nursing home and they have trouble brushing their teeth, et cetera, hey, give them these mints.
Yeah.
You know, because they make so much sense, and you're really going to...
Not only do they help with that, but the mints help a lot with dry mouth, too. And a lot of people in nursing facilities, they're using so many drugs that they have dry mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
And weren't you the one that said on one of our interviews that when you have a dry mouth, it breeds bacteria?
Well, it's the same thing as the nose, I guess, right?
Yep.
You know, you got to have that moisture to wash away the bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, I'm really a really good example for your products, Nate, because I also used to have, before I started the Spry products, I used to have bleeding gums. I have not had any bleeding gums or any problems like that after starting the xylitol products in the Spry products. I do the chewing gum, I do the mints, I do the toothpaste, I do the rinse, I do all of it, and it tastes really good.
Well, I like that.
Yeah.
And look, that was one of the things, you know, it was interesting because her hygienist said, you know, you're not going to be able to cure this. You know,
She said I had some gum disease at one point, and I said, oh, you wait and see.
Yeah, we're pretty determined.
And your hygienist didn't give you ideas of how to.
Oh yeah, but she didn't.
Better from
the
periodontal disease.
Oh, yeah, she did. She gave me ways to brush and stuff, and how to floss, all of that. But she did not know about the Spry products. She did not know about the xylitol.
And she does now.
And she does. And I explained to her, you know, that doing what she told me helped. But it really, I did what she said. But when I used constantly the products that you have, that's really what took care of it. I don't have to work so hard at my gums anymore.
Well, that works. And so, you know, that's something that we've known for a number of years, that utilizing xylitol helps. Just changing the microbiome in your mouth helps with that perio. And, and to tell you how important that is, and our public health agencies don't talk about it, which is a shame.
Yeah.
But even during COVID, this, you know, because everybody still likes talking about COVID, but even during COVID, they had papers published, one out of the University of, it wasn't Toronto, it was It was one in Canada, and there was another one out of Israel. And these are there should be links to them on our webpage under the science page.
Okay.
But one of them showed a 9 times more likely, if you contracted COVID, 9 times more likely to die or be hospitalized if you had periodontal disease.
Oh, I believe
it. And periodontal disease is one of the easiest diseases to treat. All you have to do is brush your teeth a little more often, utilize some xylitol to help shift that oral microbiome away from acid-creating bacteria to bacteria that don't create acid.
Yeah.
Well, look, it makes perfect sense. If your gums are in trouble, if you have bleeding gums, then that is a gateway to bacteria, right? And viruses and whatever comes in through that mouth. And so many people breathe through their mouth. I mean, you know, you can't help it sometimes.
So we have a couple minutes left.
You should always help it.
Yeah, well, I know, but you can, but you need to be conscious of it. That's why we talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, we always point to that, the fact that the premier athletes in the world, you know, especially runners, you can watch them. The winners, they are not breathing through their mouth. They're breathing through their nose. So a clear nose, that's how important
it is. There was somebody that was on the cover of a magazine playing tennis, and she had her mouth taped shut.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And I can't remember what magazine it was, but that's the direction it's going. I mean,
of course.
I don't know if we have time here today to go into that, but it's really simple. And it's that when you breathe out, is when oxygen gets pushed into your body, into your blood.
Right.
And if you're breathing out without any pressure, you don't get as much oxygen into your blood. Mm-hmm. When you breathe out through your nose, you're creating back pressure. When you're breathing out through your mouth, you don't.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
And that's been a mistake that we've seen in breathing exercises, et cetera, for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I want you to know you can get the Clear Nasal products. They're available at Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, natural grocers, and most natural product retailers nationwide. You can also purchase them online at Amazon.com. And the Spry Dental products are available at Wegmans, the Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Farmers Market, natural grocers, and most of the natural market retailers, again, also can be purchased online at Amazon.com.
Yeah, that's right. And, hey, we even have them in Port Townsend. They've got the full array.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you don't see these in your local outlet, you know, ask for them because it's silly.
Well, we have less than a minute, Nate. I don't know if it's enough time to get into this discussion about a government overreach which is happening. Do we have a little time for that?
Yeah, and how can we help?
Yeah.
I think the way to help is actually encourage your listeners to reach out to their elected officials and let them know what they're doing. Because what we found in depositions is that the FTC, in essence, what it appears they're doing is trying to shut down the natural products industry.
Right.
By putting very high levels of, what their supposed guidance is that they're putting out there now.
Right.
You have to have 2 RCT studies. So they're asking for more scientific data behind a vitamin C supplement or a knee brace or even a humidifier than what you have for an injectable vaccine.
Yeah. Or all of these other drugs that are so strong with side effects. I mean, the side effect of the natural products is health.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, folks, you better reach out.
Oh,
go ahead.
And part of the reason why you want to do these RCT studies is to test for safety.
Yeah.
Okay? You're testing for efficacy and safety. When it comes to supplements, I mean, think about it this way. The pharmaceuticals, even when used correctly, are killing about 150,000 people a year here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a statistic you can go look up, and it's right around in that. Don't quote me on exactly 150, but I do know that about 20 years ago, it was about 120. It was about 10,000 people a month. That's when you use them correctly. You know how many people die every year from people who from using supplements or herbal remedies?
Yeah, none.
None.
Yeah, unless they tripped on a bottle. Well, unfortunately, we ran out of time, but we're going to cover this more. So, folks, stay tuned to us because This is something that we'll talk about often.
And get a hold of your government officials and let them know you want natural products. Nate, as always, thank you so very much. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.